You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Surprise can make our jaws drop, which we describe as jaw-dropping, or surprise can hit us in the mouth, which leaves us gobsmacked.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good to see you, Ann.
I'm so glad to be here.
And when I think about gobsmacked, what I think about immediately is the everlasting Gobstoppers in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And those are basically jawbreakers, so that kind of goes along with what you said.
Oh, I'm so glad that is your connotation of that word. Some folks may also be thinking about Susan Boyle, who won Britain's Got Talent in 2009. And she often described herself as gobsmacked after the win, which means that in 2009, a lot of people were looking up gobsmacked. Ben Zimmer then wrote about gobsmacked in 2009, which I appreciated, and he dated it back to 1959 in this meaning of surprised. But work is ongoing. I went and checked the Oxford English Dictionary. They updated their entry in 2016, and they now have evidence of gobsmacked back to 1935. If we have word sleuths who want to keep looking for earlier dates, I would welcome them to do so. Let's talk about what gobsmacked means in terms of where it comes from. A gob is a mouth. Early on, it could also be a beak. It comes from Irish and Scottish Gaelic. You'll still hear it in British slang, as in shut your gob.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And gobsmacked, then, is to smack in the gob. You were so surprised that it is as if you were smacked in the mouth. Some people, because of this meaning of mouth, may wonder if this gob is related to the gobbling that we sometimes do. And it is not. That gobble actually goes back to the gob in gobs of money. Heaps of money, large amounts of money. A gob can also refer to a large mouthful of food, and that's where we get gobbling. Now, as I was looking into gobsmacked, I was looking at its synonyms, and there are some great synonyms, one of my favorite being flabbergasted.
I like that one. That one makes me think of Tim Gunn on Project Runway, because he always says that.
Here we have a verb to flabbergast. I usually hear it as an adjective. I am flabbergasted by this thing. The verb, we've got evidence for it as early as 1773, and in 1773, it is identified at the time as new slang, very newfangled term coming in. When I looked in the Google Books Ngram viewer, it looks like the word flabbergasted takes off in terms of popularity in the 20th century. Now, where does this come from? There's been work on this. Michael Quinion on Worldwide Words gives us a couple of possibilities. One is that it was a regional dialect word. We've got some evidence in dialect dictionaries, and then it got picked up into broader slang. Another possibility is that this was a blend. It was invented. The second part could have come from aghast. That would be the surprise part. And the first part from flabby, as in you're so surprised that you shake.
You're flappy, right?
Exactly. Now, if you were to make flabbergast a noun, how would you do it?
I have never heard that used as a noun. Flabbergastian, right?
Well, in the OED, they have a citation for a noun, and it is flabbergastation.
Ah, I was close. I was close.
I did a search of the web and, in fact, found a 2017 restaurant review in the Heights from Boston College, and it starts, while tasting the banana bread and expressing my flabbergastation at the fact that the thin slices were moist and balanced with a bit of cinnamony crust. And I thought, now there is a word that leaves me feeling a little gobsmacked.
I, too, Anne, am feeling just a little bit speechless right now, so I think it's a good place to leave. Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.